What do we say? We say you're listening to Night Cheese. Okay.
God, it's been so long.
What show is this? Okay. You're listening to Night Cheese with Shubha and Kelly and Kyle.
Kyle's back.
Hello.
You need to talk into the microphone. Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. This is a lot better. So we're back, finally. We've been on a bit of a hiatus. And so we're back because this little indie show called Game of Thrones is back. And the season premiere has happened. And
it has happened.
Yeah. I had forgotten a lot of the things that had happened in the previous seasons, but the recap was pretty helpful at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
The recap was actually a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, this is going to be like 10 minutes of all the shit I forgot.
I,
but it's really not
that
much.
It was 10 minutes. But anyway, so basically what happens in the episode is everyone's hanging out at Winterfell, and they're all of the main characters are basically in Winterfell now, and Cersei's also doing some shit in King's Landing.
Is yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
It's pretty much just people having awkward reunions in Winterfell.
It is mostly reunions. There are people who are back. People such as Gendry.
I forgot about Gendry.
Well, he can be, I guess they brought him back so that he could be Arya's love interest. So she can finally have a plotline that is suitable for a woman.
Oh, for a woman. Yeah. I know. Aya, like, is so far from needing a love interest on this show.
Yeah, she loves death.
It's very annoying.
I don't understand.
That was the funniest part of the episode when Jon's like, have you ever used your sword?
Yeah, and she was like...
Like, yeah, buddy, she murdered everyone.
Yeah. Let's see, who else is back?
Well, the Hound's back.
Oh, yeah. Was he back before. Where was he again?
He was in some town.
Wasn't he in some town and then like some shit went crazy and everything burned down or something like that?
Yeah.
And then
so why did he go to Winterfell? Why did he decide to go there?
Yeah, why is he there?
I don't remember, actually. He was part of the posse that fought the one over the wall with John and those folks. But I don't exactly remember how he got
was?
There. Oh, it's... it's, he joined the Faith, that's right. The,
Did
he join? No, I don't remember.
No, he joined that crew though with the eye patch guy, right?
Yeah,
right.
I don't remember why though.
Yeah.
But oh yeah.
Is Melisandre still alive or is she dead?
She's alive, right?
I don't remember.
Wow. Okay, we could all use a primer.
She's not in this episode.
I know.
A
primer.
So.
Is primer. It a primer or a primer?
I think it's a primer.
Darn. Okay. I'm gonna
at the very
we could all use a primer.
I know. At the very end of the episode, you know, when there's like that hooded figure riding in on horseback.
Oh,
into
I knew
Winterfell.
That was gonna be Jaime. Oh my god.
I was so worried it was gonna be Melisandre.
No,
I was like
ready for Jaime. You were like horny.
He actually
Jaime.
He showed up right at the moment that I was like, where the hell was Jaime?
Yeah.
Ugh. And then he had his hair and his beard. Ugh. And then saw the
he
child he tried to kill.
Oh, yeah. That was my
sorry,
favorite.
We just like
reunion.
Skipped right to the end.
Though I wish Bran had died. which Bran shows up minute 9. I immediately fuck Bran. He's just so high and mighty sitting on his dumb little chair, just making pronouncements.
He's being very unhelpful. He probably has so much helpful information that he's not telling people.
Yeah, he could just tell people straight up instead of being so mysterious and high and mighty about it.
But I really enjoyed that he was just sitting out there in the mud waiting for Jaime Lannister to show up.
Yeah, me
like
too.
He knew he was coming and he was like,
well,
I gotta be the
know,
first.
Right.
Right. When he's like, I'm waiting for an old friend. Yeah, I really enjoyed that he was like, I need to be the first person to greet him when he gets here.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, well, let's talk about what happens in King's Landing because it's really short. Euron is back. He's brought some boats. was this guy Captain Strickland in the last season?
I don't think so.
He's there with one of his bros. He's named Captain Strickland. He has a very like Prince Charming type face. And he's with the Golden Company, who I assume is like a mercenary army. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then Euron is really into Cersei and he wants to do some sex with her.
To her.
To her.
Oh, with her.
Do some sex to her. And Cersei says, if you want a whore, buy one. If you want a queen, earn her. And I was thinking, how many people are going to idiotically post that quote on Instagram? Like, it's so empowering.
Yeah, that's going to be on mugs.
Opposite of empowering. But they fuck anyway. So I guess she's a cheap whore.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Is she just like, I just got to do this to manipulate him?
I don't know. Maybe she was just horny.
Yeah, I think possible. She's just horny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it, Cersei.
And then she also has the Meister.
Meister.
Leighton Meister. She tells Leighton Meister to tell Bronn who's there, which was one of the, that was like the only sexy and has a throwback.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones past. And it's unnecessary, as usual.
Very unnecessary.
And he's like, BTW, Cersei wants you to kill her brothers, and here is a weapon for you to do that. Because I guess she, even though she likes Jaime and finds him hot, she also wants him dead.
Yes.
Why does she want Jaime dead again?
I don't, because he's betraying her.
By,
I guess.
How?
By going over
by helping
Winterfell or something.
Didn't she ask him to do
that? They had some breaking. They had
no.
Some, oh, I don't remember
no,
that.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
No, she was like, we're going to stay here and fight it out. And he's like, no, I'm going to go there.
Oh, that was a good reenactment. So I guess Bronn is like, okay, sure, money. But he and Jaime and Tyrion are all friends, aren't they?
Yeah, this is setting up a real conflict.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that anything will... Well, we'll see what happens.
I mean, once he gets up there, he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's true. And so the last thing that happens is that Theon saves his sister, which I guess he had kind of abandoned her at the end of the last season, and he saves her, and it's really easy. So it's kind of like, what was the point? Yeah, he literally just walks in. There's like five people guarding their like most valuable prisoner, and they just fucking die immediately. Like, and he's like, all right, these boats are mine now. Bye.
Did you notice the cameo in that scene?
No, but I think I saw something on the internet about it. Who was it?
It was Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's right. Okay.
Was one of the dudes.
People are getting all of their, like, all of these, like, random actors who want to be killed in a gruesome way.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was very strange.
No one will beat the Ed Sheeran cameo.
Oh, man. That was the best.
God. When he started singing Shape of You.
Wanted to ask you guys about that scene as brother and sister. How many times have you headbutted each other?
0 times.
Okay.
Did they? You mean like argue or?
No, they
physically
headbutt
each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she hit him. Wow. Okay.
No, she headbutt him, and then she was like, "Okay, we're even now." Which I think that she accepts that Theon is kind of a cuck. So. And okay, so that's King's Landing. Anything to say about Cersei? What's gonna happen to Cersei? She gonna die? Probably.
Man, if this show wanted to go really dark, Cersei would just win.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like thematically it would make sense. Well, in one sense it would make sense because she's really
ruthless. Yeah.
That's one of the themes of the show. I mean, that would be the most disappointing. I would much rather see the Night King win than her win. That would be, it'd be really bad.
I was going to say
this
till the end, but who does everyone think is going to win? I think Sansa is going to win, and she's going to have Daenerys killed, and then she and the rest of the Stark siblings can just chill, and Jon doesn't have to know that she killed Daenerys, because she's not going to kill Daenerys because she wants the power. She's going to get really annoyed by Daenerys and kill her for that reason.
I mean, everyone does keep saying how smart she is,
yeah,
and she seems to be the only one who believes that Cersei lied about coming to save them, and she thinks everyone else is stupid for believing her.
Yeah, that's true. I really liked when she describes Joffrey's like second wedding, one who dies, as having had some good moments.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, she's throwing barbs and I like
it. I don't know who's gonna win. Yeah, I don't feel like it can. I mean, if it was Daenerys or Jon, that's so boring.
Yeah, I really want it to be Sansa.
I'm gonna play the odds and say Jon. I just think the show is built up so much of that character.
But you want, okay, so you think Jon will win, yes, but you want the Night King to win.
I kind of half ironically want the Night King to win. I really, if Kyle I'm writing the show, Night King. I kind of want John
Kyle's
to win. Kyle's
shipping
be...
Night King and giant ice dragon.
I think it makes sense. He's a good guy. You
yeah,
know?
I think John will win. Yeah. I don't think Daenerys will die, unfortunately, even though I want her to, because
really?
She's so annoying.
You
think it's building up that she's going to die?
I think it's
hope
very
so.
Likely she's going to die.
Yeah, because she's really been riding her high dragon this whole time.
She was so smug this whole episode.
Oh, my God.
Her face. And it was like, we know you're fucking your nephew. You still don't know. You're not going to be feeling so smug for so long.
Maybe she's into that. Well, I was going to say, I want Sansa to win or Hot Pie.
Hot Pie!
Yeah.
What about what's his name?
Who?
Can't be Prog.
Prog?
Gendry?
No. Oh my God. The Tyrion, he was Tyrion's squire.
Bronn?
Oh,
Pod.
Oh, Pod.
Podrick.
Podrick. Whatever happened to Gwendolyn Christie?
She's there. I think she was in a scene.
She
like
was?
Very, very
I didn't even
brief
see her.
Moment, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because everyone's in Winterfell now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, because she's guarding Lady Sansa. That's
yes.
her big thing now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, wait. So, Shubba, who do you think is going to win, and who do you want to win?
Tough. Yeah, I think I kind of do want Sansa to win, I think.
Okay.
Sansa or... I don't know. I do think it's going to end up being John. I mean, he's the... Or maybe John will just get killed really heroically at the last second.
Oh, my God.
And sacrifice
we cannot
himself.
Deal with him dying again.
I know, but he loves to be a martyr, and he loves
he does
to talk
love
about
that.
How, like, all these people are giving me all this responsibility. I just don't want...
I don't
want
to be king.
Exactly. Oh, I was so annoyed when
he
said that.
Annoying.
That was such
an
I swore an oath moment.
Yeah.
So I could imagine him winning, but I could very easily imagine him sacrificing himself dramatically at the end and then Sansa, you know, taking over.
I agree. I think from a character arc standpoint, if I were a writer and I didn't want to piss everybody off, I would have Jon win because his arc seems to be he doesn't want to be king, but then he, like, takes the mantle. And then, Daenerys is, like, the opposite. She really wants to be queen, and then her arc is actually figuring out maybe that's not her destiny. You know, and she sacrifices herself. I think that would be a very satisfying character arc.
Yeah.
I would be into that.
No, I want the Unsullied, all the people of color to take over and just kill all these white people.
I really liked when they come into Winterfell and Grey Worm and, what is her name? Grey Worm.
Miss Sandy?
Miss Sandy look at each other like, ugh, they've never seen black people before.
Yeah, exactly. That is how they look at each other. So in Winterfell, we're going to come back to more like overall season, what we think is going to happen in the season stuff. But, so let's just talk briefly about everything that goes down in Winterfell, which is not a lot of stuff. Oh, Sansa basically thinks that Jon is a cuck because he gave up his title to Daenerys and she's very mad about that. Do you think anything's going to come of that?
I keep thinking, I see this outside chance personally of, man, So Sansa and Arya murdering, what's her name?
Daenerys. That's what I want.
Oh, that would be
or
dope.
That's what I want.
John.
They're not going to murder John. They love John.
I don't know. Like, it would be kind of a satisfying character arc if Maisie Williams' Arya killed John because her arc has been like, she was like this and she's becoming more of a killer. I just think that would be a really nice.
But she wouldn't kill
shocking.
Her own brother.
I don't know.
And she likes him a lot. Did you see that hug?
Yeah, but
it was cute.
All of her training's been about putting that aside, so maybe.
Yeah, but she wasn't. She didn't stay to finish her training. She didn't graduate. She didn't even get her GED.
Yeah,
so.
You can't get a license to be a real.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, isn't there? I think we've talked about this before last season. Like, it seems like they're setting up Daenerys to maybe start becoming slightly crazy. Like,
oh
her
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
lineage
because
right. she burned those people.
Demands.
Yeah.
So maybe Sansa and Arya will be like, John, she's crazy. And he'll be like, no, she's not. And they'll be
he'll
like,
be like
all right.
No, she's not. She's just on her period.
That would be lame if you could be a mother of dragons and you still had to get your period.
What if she wants to birth more dragons? Another thing that happens while they're in Winterfell is that they go on this totally unnecessary dragon riding sequence that goes on for like 2 minutes, and it's like Jon's like, how you drive dragon, ooh fun, and then it ends with like them fucking in a cave while the dragons are watching. It's fucking weird, and those are like her children.
I know,
she's into some weird shit.
Jon is like looking at them out of the corner of his eye while they make out.
Yeah, that's so gross. Oh my god. That yeah. whole scene was so unnecessary.
I hate this love story.
Yeah, it is yeah. so stupid. Yeah, I hope that, yeah. yeah. And I'm also really tired of the dragons existing. I want them to die because they seem like such a coup de grace. And I'm so tired of all the scenes of like them swooping in. And like these majestic. Peasants are like, oh, what is that?
It's so annoying.
Why didn't they warn anyone that there were going to be dragons? People are like screaming and running away.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people were just like, oh, wow. But it seemed to show people being terrified. And I was like, nobody warned them that there's going to be dragons coming.
Yeah. Well, it is very silly. She just seems to like make sure that they have the most theatrical effect or whatever when they come in. And I'm just tired of it.
Yeah,
they're very boring, and I hope they die.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Maybe they'll starve to death. They did say that they're not eating very much.
Right. So did she not know that the Night King had the other dragon?
She knows that the other one died. I don't think she knows that it's become a Night Dragon.
Yeah, they don't even know the wall's fallen, right? No, they do. Yeah,
I don't know.
Didn't Cersei give the message that the wall fell?
Yeah, I think they know that it... Okay. Maybe they know, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Bran... I think Bran tells them, right?
I feel like Bran, could be so much more helpful than he is being.
But he... I think he's the one who's like, everybody, shut up! Yeah. Stop reuniting with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie's like, 30 seconds of hugging and making up, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
This is too much, guys.
He's had it. He's seconds. Like, I don't have feelings anymore. So you shouldn't have them either. Another thing that happens is that Sam finds out. Sam is there. Thank God. Oh. We're all wondering what happened to Sam.
Poor Sam.
He finds out that Daenerys killed his dad and brother, which they were kind of douchey, but she, like, definitely scorched them into, like, little crispy chips. And Bran tasks Sam with telling Jon about his lineage or whatever. And the way that he does it is, like, at least to me, it felt very like people writing a show, like, wrote this, like, explanation. Because he's like, I don't know, he, like, gives it in, like, little drips or whatever instead of just being, hey, yeah. This is what I found out about you and this is how I know. What did y'all think of that scene?
No, I was going to say I kind of liked it because it seemed like he was struggling with, like, I need to just get out this information, but I'm also really pissed at Daenerys because she murdered my entire family.
Right.
And so I want to tell you this information and also tell you that she's crazy and you, like, need to get away from her. So
yeah.
I kind of liked, maybe it was just how he played it. I don't know if maybe the lines were weird, but I liked how he was kind of like, this is really bad. And also I'm really sad about all of this.
Well, I liked that. I didn't like that. Yeah. He was like, you're the real king. And then Jon's like, I gave up that. And he's like, I'm talking about the other king, the one that the show is about. This Game of
Game
Thrones.
Of
I didn't get that. I thought it was fun.
I didn't like it. It just felt lazy.
That would have been amazing.
Lazy. Yeah. I wanted him to look straight into the camera and be like, this is what we're playing game for.
It's weird though, like, John's thought isn't immediately about incest when he hears that information.
Yes!
Like, no, exactly.
That's not like, what he thinks about at all.
They should have had, like, a reaction GIF type shot of him that just, like, zooms in close on his face and he's like,
Yeah, he's just worried about how he's going to have to wear another crown now.
I want, like, a face that's, like, total shock and then him, like, glancing down at his dick and then looking back at the camera.
What have you done? Yeah.
That is what I wanted. And that's everything that happens in the episode. Y'all have anything? Any other plot points that I missed before we get into...
Oh, yes. We have got to talk about that child that was nailed into the wall and became a zombie.
Oh, that's right.
And I
yes,
screamed
that was the last
in my apartment.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes. So there's...
that was so scary.
Yeah, I have very... That is at the very end. So the wildlings, I guess, and Eyepatch Guy are going on an exploratory trek. What are they looking for exactly?
No, I think they're just trying to find survivors and then go back to Winterfell.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to find survivors... and they're in a cave, and they find something that is very True Detective season one, a child that's like hung up on the wall with like all these, are they arms or like limbs or something? Limbs that are kind of tacked up, in like a pretty symmetrical like circle around him. Like, good job. Very Pinterest.
Nicely done.
Hashtag Pinterest goals. Yeah. And then, yeah, he starts screaming and he catches on fire, or they light him on fire.
Yeah.
So that was pretty nuts. What's that all about? Yeah, I liked it.
That's like, that image is gonna, I'm gonna have a nightmare about that. I just watched the episode this afternoon and I'm preparing for my nightmares tonight.
What does it mean? It's just a sign, right? The Night King being like, I was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was turning into a zombie or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw, I don't know, maybe Kyle, you know about this, but I read a snippet of something online about how circles have been like a trend on the show. There's been some circle motifs, and the Night King is super into circles. Because I forgot where they were. At wherever Daenerys's throne used to be, wherever her castle was, when Jon arrives there and they go look at some caves, there's like some drawings in some caves.
Oh, I vaguely remember
that. Yeah.
That and there's some circle stuff.
That sounds like it could be something.
Is that a thing in the book or no?
I don't really remember.
Okay. Well, that's why we have you on the podcast. So if you could bone up on your book reading a little bit.
I'll just do a quick reread of all the books before next.
Yeah. Of so all like 2,500 pages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you? Thank you. Also, where were the dire wolves? Where were the dire shih tzus?
The dire zoos.
Yeah.
The dire zoos.
maybe they've switched out the dire wolves for dire shih tzus in this season. I would be so on board if that were the case.
Be really dope if the Night King got them and turned them into zombie zoos.
No, it wouldn't. Zombies.
It'd be cool.
Shih tzus would never go to the dark side. Actually, I just think that we are not able to see things from the Night King's point of view. So he might be actually a good character. You never know. He represents climate change. It's coming for all of us. Yeah.
No, I feel like the show has really leaned into the fact that they're super evil, so I don't think we're going to have any surprise where they're good at this point.
That's too bad.
I was hoping there would be something like that, but I think they're just supposed to be evil.
Yeah.
What is his goal?
Probably
just kill everybody?
Just take over so his people can live.
Yeah, Westeros into a big ice rink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
a winter wonderland.
It will be a winter wonderland. He was like, they never said winter wonderland is coming. He's just sad about it. Okay, who do you think is going to die this season?
This season?
Yeah. Predictions. Oh, like I predict that Tyrion will die.
Everyone.
Yep.
Let's go in a circle. Who's next? Shoba, who do you think is going to die?
Okay, Brienne.
Okay, yeah, I feel that. Kyle?
Jamie,
yeah, no! I see that too. Shoba is going to have to take some time off of work if that happens. She's like, I need to put in for bereavement leave.
This show in theory will hopefully end right before I start any summer job.
Oh, okay.
I think. Actually, I don't know the schedule.
You're going to make it so that your start date is after the show ends.
So my work doesn't cut
Sorry,
into my viewing.
I have a prior commitment. So,
do you Jamie, think he could die. I really, maybe this is would be too on the nose. I really, really, really want him to kill Cersei and then die.
I
think Sansa's going to kill Cersei.
There's a lot of book readers who think that Jamie's going to kill Cersei.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Murder, suicide, or just murder?
Both. I think murder, suicide.
Okay.
Is what I've heard. I think it's a pretty popular fan theory.
Oh.
Okay.
And, well, doesn't Euron, like, put. He seems to imply that he has impregnated her. He somehow just knows that after one sex having, she's now pregnant or whatever.
So I think that was from a previous sex having. Wasn't she saying that she was pregnant at the end of last season?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Another Jamie baby,
I think. They really should have made that recap way longer. It should have been a 10-minute recap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the Starks are going to die?
Bran is the most likely.
God, I don't Don't toy with me. Don't act like you're just saying that to make me happy. Because
it seems like his arc has run out, right? He delivers whatever information he needs.
I hope he dies.
There's no reason for him to be
there. I hope that Hodor comes back as a White Walker and fucking eats Bran like a chicken nugget. God.
I think Bran will die. I don't think any of the other Starks will die.
I think, yeah I think same. That Theon... What about the Greyjoys? You think any of them will die?
Definitely Theon.
Sure, yeah.
God's like, Theon's time has come.
Yeah. I think he's nearing the end of his redemption.
Yeah.
Arc. Yeah. What about... Are there any other families left? Whatever happened to the Sand Snakes? Are they dead or are they still out?
I think they're dead.
Died.
Okay, I forgot.
They're dead. They got murdered.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, there's minor characters. Like, I don't think Varys is going to die.
Yeah, okay.
Varys.
Do you think it'll be King Varys?
I just don't see what kind of death he would get. Like, what that would be satisfying.
Yeah, I think Varys lives on, like, a spider or whatever. However, whatever metaphor he used to describe himself that one time. Okay, what about Tyrion? Tyrion dies? I hope
we
Tyrion
talked
dies.
About that, right? Yeah, yeah, he dies.
Yeah, that was the first name y'all said.
You but how do you think he's going to die?
I don't know, battle or something. He, actually, you know, he might not die. He might be one who carries on the Lannister...
Maybe.
Line.
Yeah.
I actually think that would be a good arc for him too, because he's always felt so, you know, shit on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And we said Daenerys. Gonna get murdered.
Yeah, and then everyone else. I don't know. What about Sam? Sam's gonna live.
Sam is going to live because he's too minor to die.
Yeah. His arc would be becoming, what is that, the Archmaester?
Yeah.
Whatever that role is.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure the Onion Knight is going to die, but I actually want him to win this Game of Thrones.
The Onion Knight? No, I want him to die. I don't want him to die, but I'm tired of him being in the show, so...
No, he's so great. He has that accent and that beard, and he just seems like I want him to be my uncle.
I feel like he should have saved that little girl then from being burned to death. God. Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to ask, is they really played up this, like, magic angle a couple seasons ago, and they seem to have dropped it since then.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about...
what's going on with that?
Lord of Light?
Yeah, they brought it back to bring Jon back to life, but since then it seems like the magic is really... that magic well has run dry. So
yeah,
but they were like really hard, like going hard on all that shit with Melisandre and that like weird ghost baby, and all of that stuff with Stannis.
Oh yeah,
I think it might come back.
Okay,
Not dead. I don't think
she's not. Isn't she hanging out on Dragonstone or something?
Yeah, I think she left. I think she was like realizing that it was awkward for her to continue to be wherever it was she was, so she left.
So awkward.
Yeah. How many more episodes are there in the season?
I think there's just
five.
There's only six total.
Oh, so five more. And basically nothing happens in this episode, except Jon finally finds out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I like it as a premiere episode. I kind of needed just some scene setting.
I was hoping the plot would move forward a little bit. There was a lot of kind of like just chit-chat that I didn't need to watch.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a lot of chit-chat that was like reminding you who the characters were, which if they had had a more thorough recap, we wouldn't need all that chit-chat.
I can't remember if I'm thinking of Game of Thrones or a different show. It must be Game of Thrones, but sometimes they release like a separate recap video that doesn't like air with the episode. So maybe that exists. I mean, like HBO releases those videos.
I think there is a seasons 1-7 total recap out there.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah, sure. They should have released that leading up to that should have been the official recap before the episode. That would have been helpful,
I guess. Yeah.
Anyway, the only other thing I wanted to talk about in this episode, since it's the elephant in the room, is that Kyle has changed his thinking. His thinking has evolved, recasting people of color on the show. Kyle, do you want to say you want to read your apology letter?
No, it's
not. So for new listeners, we have done a podcast for every season since like season 4 maybe of the show. And every time we talk about how more of the characters should have been people of color, literally any of them. Like I was like, Jon Snow should be a black person or a different, just any person of color. And Kyle's always like, that wouldn't be realistic. And then we're always like, this isn't real. It's a fantasy novel. Okay. And
there's Kyle's dragons on this
and
show.
Then Kyle's like, white power.
MAGA, white power. I just want to get your ratings up with the MAGA base. Just, that's a, I mean, we consider tapping into that market.
We should release an alt-right Game of Thrones recap podcast.
Oh, jeez, there's so many of those. I'm sure. No, yeah. No.
You already said the word cuck a few times.
That is the one good thing that the alt-right has given us. It has mainstreamed the word cuck. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I guess in terms of diversity casting, you know, I still think that the Westerosis, I kind of think they should be white, because if it's trying to mimic...
Wow.
You're not okay. even letting
I thought
me finish.
You changed
Walking
your mind.
Back
mimic
to walk back.
What?
Okay.
You're not mimic letting me what, finish. Kyle? This is not based in real life.
No, because it's trying to... I think it's trying to emulate...
Go ahead.
We're listening. Your fan, the listeners are listening.
Oh, I think he's trying to emulate, you know, Western Europe, which
which had dragons.
Cracking up,
Western Europe had dragons.
Yeah, I remember that was in the history
if you
textbook.
Remember.
Yeah.
No, but I think the characters from the other continents should have all been non-white people, in my view. Like,
so
I think
like
Daenerys should have been non-white. I think Varys should have been non-white. I mean, I think basically, what's his name? Jaqen H'ghar should have been non-white. They all could have been non-white. And I think to me, it would have made... this is why I would defend that choice. Why I want to keep the Westerosis in the East.
So like the main characters.
Yeah. Right, you want to
Daenerys
keep
Daenerys is kind of a main character.
White.
Don't know if you know that. I've been told she's a main character.
Okay, fine. Continue.
No, it's because it would... Well, A, it would give diversity in the casting, right? B, actually, I think in his world that he set up, and I think some areas are meant to be stand-ins for parts in our world, like East Asia, that don't really get explored. And I think it would also help when people from Westeros talk about the East and those the otherness, and the fact that they both view each other weirdly, you know, if they're different races, I think that would drive the point home, too.
I don't agree. Just okay.
Agree that you could make those people of color, but you could also make the Stark family people of color because they're in the North the whole time. They're like completely separate from the rest.
Yeah,
of-
Ned Stark should have been Indian. What I'm saying. No, my argument is that it's all 100% arbitrary.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
100% does not matter. And just watching it on the show drives home like, oh yeah, the others are brown and we are white.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
So wait,
Kyle
so what
clearly
part
has
did
some
you...
more evolution to do on his thinking, and hopefully we'll get him there by the end of the season.
So which part did you change your mind on?
He said like Daenerys, people that
okay.
were from
he said
other
people from the other continent.
Yeah, because okay. if Westeros is like supposed to be Western Europe and then the other continents are other parts of the world, then it would make more sense for people from other parts of the world to be a different like have a different look basically.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and they kind of are because Pedro Pascal's people are all like Latino.
Yeah, everyone in Doris is actually.
Yeah.
None of them are, I guess you'd call it Teutonic, right? Like all the actors and actresses are.
Teutonic? What does that
like,
mean? That?
Like German, Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, okay.
Like Northern Europe type, you know?
Oh.
Like they're
okay.
all, they're very, it's a very obvious stand in for Southern
Europe.
Yeah.
They could have just done that with.
They could have done that with more of Westeros, is like. I don't know. Yeah. And I agree with Shobha that they could have cast anyone to play anyone. I understand casting people of the same race to play people in the same family. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like obvious that like the mom, if it's like a mixed race family, but it doesn't seem like people in this universe would be down for that necessarily. But yeah, just being people from different areas of the country, being different races.
Yeah. Maybe Westeros is a melting pot.
It doesn't seem like a melting pot. They seem to hate everyone else.
It's the opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
But, freezer.
No, but it could be mixed race, because if you say, oh, like, the, you know, Greyjoys are all Asian, and then someone from the Greyjoy family marries someone from the Stark family or whatever, then there could be mixed race. So I take that back. There could be mixed race.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. I mean, not for Kyle.
I know. I mean, I just think of it kind of like, you know, when you watch a show like Sopranos, like, yeah, you could obviously cast any of those guys as a different race, and it's a fictional show, but it would just be kind of like...
Okay, but isn't that a show about Italian people who are Italian?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
Their race plays more of a role in the character, whereas in Westeros, their, like, race doesn't
really
pay.
I kind of feel it does, though. I kind of feel a lot of the show is about, like, in-group, out-group. sort of heritage, identity, that kind of thing. And people who look like each other, they're okay with each other because they look like each other.
But the, like, I think the, it's like the Lannisters are not cool with families. Family versus family. Because, like, the Lannisters and the Targaryens hate each other. They look alike.
I know, but I mean, if you go back and, like, it's just like, so there's a history in the books that are set up, right? And just the way the history in the books are written, it wouldn't really make a lot of sense if they really deviated from Western Europe look. That's all. It would just be kind of odd.
But
you know?
Most of the people,
like, well,
who watch the show haven't read the books.
No, I understand. But it, to me, it's just an immersion thing, too, right? Like, you know, it, like Star Wars, no, they should all be different races.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like... It's not trying to mirror a certain type of history as part of the story, right?
Okay, but
because
this is
the,
like,
show is,
I don't think that the mirroring of history is that important to people's understanding of the show, right?
Yeah, I don't
think it's
so
important
either.
To the background, though. No, I actually think that is really important to the background of the show. Like, the fact that it's supposed to mirror Western European history, I think if they were to go away from that, I actually think they would lose something from the show.
Well, it does go away from it by having dragons.
No, I understand
that. Yeah,
who
are the White Walkers in Western history?
Yeah, Kyle.
I mean, I understand that.
No, I mean, like, genuinely, like, is that part of it, or is it, like, Western history plus fantasy?
No, I mean, it's Western history plus fantasy.
So then I feel like you could make... Any part of it could be fantasy.
But
you
I
don't
think
have
what they're
to
trying to do is
they
want to mirror a lot of the ways that you could say the world as it is has
but
evolved.
They
right?
can still do that. That's what, like, writing, if you write the characters in a way that they're treating each other a certain way, like adversarial, it doesn't matter like what the color of their skin is. They can still act it and, like, still have, like, oh, this family is, you know, Asian people and this family is Indian people or whatever.
So I guess for me, the reason why I would say that doesn't make sense, and now I think in my mind it's kind of formulating a little better, is just because historically it just doesn't really happen that way. And so because the show is trying to mirror world history, it would just
be... Okay, who, like, are the White Walkers in world history? I don't... Like, that's the central conflict of the season.
Well,
everyone needs to come together to defeat the White Walkers.
But
what
I mean,
does that represent?
It's kind of like arguing why care about plot holes because it's a fantasy, right? Or things like that.
No.
It's like, there needs to be some degree... Like, I think there is a... I don't know. I mean, it's just... I guess it's just for me, it's just... It just makes sense. It just be... I would just be wondering, like... Okay, that's just odd. It's just be an odd choice to deviate from what the book was trying to do, that's all.
But, okay, counterpoint. Do you think that you would feel that way if you grew up watching shows that had lots of different types of people in every role? Because I think we're all conditioned to saying, like, oh, this is weird. There's not, like, all white people?
But I would disagree, because I don't feel weird watching a lot of shows that have a diverse cast. I don't find that odd.
Right,
like,
but I'm saying that don't
United
you feel
States.
That, like, growing up being conditioned to watch these shows where the main characters are white would affect your view on how this show, like, what would make you, what make it feel unrealistic to you on this show?
Maybe, but I still go back to the Sopranos example. It would be odd if, like, you could cast any of those, because they're fictional characters, and hypothetically, you could cast them as something else, and I don't know, I just find, like, I just kept be thinking, like, oh, that's odd.
I don't know. Like, Kyle is a Trump voter now. So where's your MAGA hat? Kyle's canceled. Sorry. No, you're allowed to have your opinion. It's fine.
It's just
even if your opinion is wrong.
Yeah.
So
just not as evolved.
Yeah, you're really not. We'll work on Kyle. We'll bring up this topic every single time we do a podcast.
Awesome.
Shubba is a debate champion, so she will be preparing her notes. She has nothing else to do right now. It's fine.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
There's definitely a right answer.
There is a right answer. I mean, there's a right answer and there's, like, a racist answer, so I mean, you just have to choose one.
Okay.
Are there any characters on this show who are played by East Asian actors?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
No, right?
There definitely could be. I mean, there's a lot of room for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to I don't think I've seen anybody at all.
Starks could be Asian.
Yes. It's, yeah, anybody can could be anything.
Yeah. I do think that it would be kind of weird if all the families, I think it would be better to just have people of different races in every family instead of having each family represent a race, because that would be kind of weird. Now that
would be troubling. Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, you also have lots of characters that are not involved with families, like,
yeah, that's true.
Varys, like Onion. Yeah. They could be anything.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And they could make all the Unsullied white people.
Yes!
Yeah, we can have more white people than that.
There's no reason why the Unsullied should be brown.
Yeah.
Really? Like, except why are they the only brown people in the whole show?
Colonialism.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for tonight. We'll be back at it after episode 2.
Were there any shows where the characters were not, lead characters were not white when we were growing up?
When we were growing up?
Yeah.
Sister,
there were. Oh, Sister. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Sister. That was a great show.
And Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Weirdly, I didn't really watch Fresh Prince.
Oh.
But yes, obviously that's a seminal pop culture.
I don't think there are any shows about Asian people until recently, so.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so let's give this episode of Game of Thrones a rating. 10 Ooh. Out of 10. Like limbs, disembodied limbs that are tacked up to a wall. How many would you give it? I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, maybe a 6. Maybe I'll go 7. I enjoyed it. I was happy to be here. You know, I was excited to see everyone again.
Yeah.
definitely got an extra point for Jamie being inserted at the end of the episode. Otherwise, it would have been like a 2. Yes, Jamie and really no Melisandre. I know, but he just gets That's off the okay. horse and is like shaking out his hair.
Oh
I don't know if he shakes out his hair. I might have just imagined that part. Yeah, I'll go with 7.
Okay.
Yeah, 7.
7. Okay, cool. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Cheese.